A lot of the chimneys in these cabins on the river, they use just a lathing of wood, and they stuff it with this adobe, like I'm telling you about, a chink chimney. Mm-hmm. They call that a chink chimney, now that I'm talking about it. And you also call a marble that's made of adobe a chink.
A marble?
Mm-hmm. Like kids play with.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I dig them up in the yard out here all the time, and they call that a chink.
Uh-huh.
I've always heard that. It's a little handmade marble.
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
I call that soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
Is ashes.
And talking about things that you'd have in a house, the thing that you're sitting in would be a
chair.
What about this longer piece?
A sofa.
Any other names for that?
No.
What about an old-fashioned, but something similar but old-fashioned, a more delicate thing?
It would still be a settee.
What's a settee exactly?
A settee to me, as opposed to a sofa, would be a small, like, sofa with not as much upholstery and some wood, but small and more delicate with legs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What if you could pull it out into a bed? Would you have a special one for that?
There is a name, but I know.
What about couch or Davenport? Do you ever use those?
Well, I'm sorry. We do use the word couch here.
How would couch?
A couch is what you would like, the ones you're sitting on.
You
a couch and a sofa to me are the same thing.
Uh huh. And what sort of things do people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Well, we have no closets in this house, and we use an armor. My mother used an armor, and my grandmother used an armor.
That has a place for hanging clothes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What would you call something similar to that, only a little smaller, or considerably smaller? The same basic design.
Well, you're talking about the English term? They call it a wardrobe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference to you between wardrobe and armor?
An armor to me is a very massive piece of furniture,
mm-hmm,
that is probably from France, are made here in Louisiana, that has doors on the front. It's usually walnut or mahogany or some fine wood,
mm-hmm,
and very large, as opposed to what I would call a more modern, it had to be an antique, at least over 100 years old. Anything after that would not be classified in my book as an armor.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a wardrobe.
Would an armor have drawers in it?
All the colonial Louisiana armors have drawers, a band of drawers across the middle of it. Those are the ones made before 1800. All those after that, that's very important to know, and all those after that have drawers on the side and a place to hang on the side. You see, up and down rather than a band of drawers. Mm-hmm.
What about the wardrobe?
They have both, I believe. They're more modern, and they're all different kinds of ways with mirrors and and an armor to me never has a mirror in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to an antique shop and they show you, they look at this beautiful armor, it's got mirrors in the doors, that's mm-hmm not an armor.
What is it? A wardrobe?
It's a wardrobe.
What about the term chiffonier or chiffarobe?
Chiffarobe, that is a term that my family has used. I never use it. A chiffarobe is a more modern type of wardrobe.
Is
just another type. To me, there's no difference in my mind,
mm-hmm,
from a wardrobe and a chiffarobe.
What about something just with drawers in it, a more modern piece of furniture?
I'd call it a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. What if it had a mirror to it?
Then I'd call it a vanity. Mm-hmm. Is that what you'd call it, a vanity?
What about a dresser or bureau?
Well, yeah, bureau is a term we use here a lot. I don't. My mother uses that term all the time.
To mean specifically what?
With a mirror, a chest with a mirror. She calls that a bureau.